Senior Focus. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Anne-Marie Khoury, and I'm your presenter for this edition of Senior Focus. And as it's this time of year, as we're winding down to Christmas, I'm reviewing where we've come through this year, what we've experienced, and what we've been achieving, and what's been going on in the senior community. So I know that we've been very excited about the Digital Tech Expo, and we had 1,500 seniors come through that event. And there's a lot of discussion going on about the impact. I know the sponsors were very happy and delighted with the turnout, and we learned a lot from the interaction with the seniors we talked to on the day. I was most moved by the various stories of people who were struggling with different devices. And they had a collection of devices at home that had been bought by different family members, from smartphones to tablets to their laptop. But they were a little bit unclear about the best ways to use all of these and using for what purpose. So there's a lot of opportunity for people to get to the libraries on the North Shore. No matter where you live in Auckland, take a day, get out to the beaches and book a session in. Well, you needn't have to book, you can just walk into the library if it's whenever the two-hour slot is for digital seniors to actually be working one-on-one, volunteers helping, just to unravel whatever your issue is. So use that time in January when lots of normal activities are shut down. Use that time to really work out, well, maybe I need to sort my inbox. Maybe I need to establish some sort of prioritization of emails so when I get a flood of them, I don't have to go through the whole 50 that have turned up. I can actually make sure that the things that are really important to me are prioritized and that they will be at the head of the queue. There's lots and lots of things you can sort out. But I suggest you go online and have a look at Auckland Libraries and find out the timetable. Because every day of the week there is a digital seniors session happening in one of the 8-odd libraries across the North Shore. And I know that digital seniors is growing in Auckland, and East Auckland is the next growth area. So St Helier's Library and the Men's Shed over there, they are really gearing up for a very busy year, this coming year. So do, if you're living in that area, do go to your library there. Now, I guess one of the biggest problems for people is housing. And those of us who live in places where we have memories and have connections with the community, we want to stay in our communities. That's the best way to age. And I guess those of us who are looking to downsize are looking for accessible community connected options. And there are some, but they're not as numerous as they could be. And I think one of the areas where we've been saying to watch out for is to look at the new designs coming through, particularly with public housing. How accessible are they? And I reported earlier in the year that Kāinga-ora new builds were somewhere in the region of getting up to 14%, but it's a long way from the 100% that they have in Canada, for example, where a lot of thought and campaigning went into making sure that all housing was 100% accessible. So whether you were building publicly or privately, whether you were building for yourself or for others to rent out or for an investment, you had to make sure that what you were building was accessible. And that would be the ideal we would like to be seeing here, but we're a long way off it at the moment. When it comes to aged care, which is probably the most significant topic area, we know that health has been under the pump, and there've been masses of stories. Front page of the Herald almost every day has got something to do with health on it, and we know that the waiting lists are growing. We know that people are in pain, and they're not being able to get the attention and the treatments that they need. So we'll no doubt be watching and interviewing and looking at discussions about health next year, that's for sure. But in aged care, we've had some focus starting early on in the year, looking at Carolyn Cooper, the Aged Care Commissioner's first report in her role in office, and how she prioritised early hearing intervention as one of the 10 key areas that need attention. And the significance of the research that shows how we can reduce the cost of dementia, the tidal wave of dementia cases that's coming, we can actually reduce that by about 20% if we have early hearing assessment prioritised. And that means affordable hearing aids and more government subsidy increases. So Caroline really put a big emphasis on this, and she said this is a game changer. We really need to get with the program and do something. So this is a watch this space to see how much impact her report actually has and how much notice is given in health planning. We certainly saw the value of the sector having a bit of a shake-up, with Resonate coming in and offering leasing of hearing aids on a monthly charge, so that you could have state-of-the-art equipment, and after 3 years you could have it replaced. No extra cost, just that regular monthly charge. And you could have your hearing tested regularly, and you could have your ears cleaned out and, you know, deal with wax build-up and things that might be in getting in the road of your hearing. So that model has definitely created a bit of a shake-up, and there's a lot more emphasis on the quality of assessment and the range of assessment being across areas, not just the physical hearing but the social connectivity of people, how important that is. Now, also, I guess one of the things we look at is how safe we are, and violent crime has been tracked again in the media very closely, and while some of the worst examples have quietened down in Auckland City, the reports coming in are showing a decrease in the last 6 weeks. But there is a significant change happening where the Auckland Council's alcohol plan is coming into action, finally. I mean, it's taken a number of years of consultation and work behind the scenes and tremendous effort by the staff at Auckland Council. And this is a real positive because we do know that one in five victimisations are fuelled by alcohol. That's coming from police statistics. And we also know that the famous quote, "Nothing good happens after 1 a.m., has shaped a lot of the thinking as to why we need to reduce sales into the late evening. So bottle stores and supermarkets across Auckland will not be able to sell alcohol after 9 p.m. And this is going to take effect from this week. So if you are planning to go and celebrate with friends and think you'll drop into the supermarket on your way, you'll need to do it earlier than 5 to 9. But this is a really good move because it is going to help reduce young people's binge drinking in terms of the way they were topping up with buying extra from supermarkets and so and bottle stores. I think also the way sports clubs operate and RSAs and so on, the tightening up there is going to help as well. But it remains to be seen. We will have to look at the statistics next year and see how it's actually working. Now, in terms of our radio programming and what we're focusing on in the new year, we will have more interest stories on how people are redesigning their lives, how they're looking at moving through transitions and ageing, how they're looking at improving their connectivity. And certainly the research now about how people become affected by loneliness, how it can be a slow creep because friends die off and relationships don't always last. And so people are also facing younger families going overseas for opportunities and more income and more stability. And so if you've lost your grandchildren to Australia or Europe or North America, you will know what this does. And Zoom and Skype and all these other sorts of contacts are fine, but they don't, there's no substitute for a real hug. So basically, I think there are issues for people needing to establish better connections or replacement connections. And that's not always easy, but there are organisations that are working on helping people become substitute grandparents because there are older people living alone and there are young families where the children don't have grandparents nearby. And the people who are of grandparenting age often have their grandchildren overseas. So getting people together, working out ways in which we can create intergenerational connections that work. This is a really interesting area, and we'll be talking about this and we'll be interviewing people who do this work and provide these options. There will be lots of opportunity to listen to people who've made major changes and in how they live their lives and what they prioritise, who've improved their health, who've come back from facing even terminal illness, but they've actually got back on their feet and they've done something magnificent. And I think these stories of hope and determination and these stories of how people did it, I think, are really important. They're part of our resilience. And when we actually reflect on how much power we actually have, how much we can determine in our lives, I mean, sometimes it feels very overwhelming that so much negative stuff on the news and there's so much going on that we have no control over. We can feel very ground down. But the beautiful thing about radio is that it allows people to share all the positive stuff, all the stuff that doesn't really get aired in other places. And it, for seniors, I think radio is just such a friend. It's such a tool of support. And we aim to make sure that you get just the most inspiring of stories and of accounts that will generate determination and hope to do things differently and to really reflect and consider what you can actually do in situations and how you can make a difference. So I look forward to what we've got in store for next year. We will have more broadcasters on board. We will have more people making programs. And I guess we've taken about 18 months to settle into our studios in New North Road, our new equipment, get used to being back in a real live recording situation again. Gone are the days when I struggled with my cell phone in a park, wondering if the wind would blow and destroy the recording. It's been a tough last 5 years, really, and I think it's just dawning on some of us now how much more we're able to do and how much more we can give and work at inspiring our community through what we produce on air. And I certainly found the enthusiasm people had for what we were doing at the expo was a wonderful shot in the arm and really got us all sort of focused on how much we can be a team and as a team how much we can generate. So 2025, here we come with the hiss and a roar. And I think for those of you who are going away, you will be able to, if you've going anywhere near public libraries, you will be able to go online and pick up a podcast. Just take a set of headphones with you that you can plug into the computer in the library wherever you're going, and you'll be able to pick up the program. And if you're going overseas, you'll be able to pick the program up. I mean, in Australia, very good public libraries, and it's very easy to go onto the Planet website, www.planetaudio.org.nz, and /programs/senior focus. Find us and listen. So you don't have to miss out, and you can keep up to date with what's on our program. I just today would like to suggest that there's some very exciting things happening in the Auckland scene that you can enjoy over the summer. So if you're not going away, you can find that, for example, there are programs at the art galleries. And I would just like to suggest that if you've got children, grandchildren aged between 8 and 20, anywhere in that area, the Auckland City Gallery, the Auckland Art Gallery, has an amazing exhibition at the moment, Our Curious Journey. Olaf Eliasson, the Norwegian, Icelandic artist, has this exhibition that is really a team effort, because he has a team of about 30-odd artists working out of Berlin. And you see a video of some of the installations and some of the interesting things that they are experimenting with. But he is in the tradition of artists who explore light, sound, colour, and relationships in the environment, sometimes likened to Len Lyre when he does kinetic type things, working with light and tubes and so on, but other times thought of in the same breath as James Turrell. But certainly it's really fascinating, because you don't have to intellectualise or interpret what he's doing. You simply interact with the art. So whether the glass balls change colour as you move around, whether you can have someone photograph you standing behind one of the glass balls and actually see your image inside the ball. There's so many things that are fascinating that children and teens and young adults will be very stimulated by, just the perceptual shifts that can take place in exploring the relationship between light and matter. So much that I'm going back to see it again, because even though I had a really exciting time on the weekend there, I know that I haven't explored it all fully yet. And then there's Gretchen Albrecht, the well-known New Zealand artist, his works very strongly with colour and is an abstract artist, and her works are on display at Titirangi, at Te Uru, the gallery up there. So that's another place you can visit, and of course do a bush walk as well. Also, if you were going over onto the shore, there's the wonderful Takapuna beach playground, which is highly raved about because it's so accessible. So for children who have all kinds of issues, mobility issues, or sight or hearing problems, or any kinds of disabilities, it's a fabulous playground, because it just offers something for everybody. Wonderful eateries nearby, and there's a library in the vicinity as well, and a new cinema. So there are lots of ways you can have a whole day outing and do different things, and there's something for everyone. So I'm organising a group picnic at Takapuna Beach simply because of that playground, and it's offering even a changing table for those people who have older children or even adult children who have difficulties with toileting. It's very specific facility, and it's possible to get special keys, belong to the organisation that operates it. And so if you know anybody who needs that kind of facility, it's very worthwhile finding out more about it. And you can find all that on the council website. So you can look for any playgrounds through the council website. You can find recreational areas, and you can find what sort of facilities are there, how accessible the seating is, and all these things that you need to plan for before you go out when you have grandchildren who have accessibility needs. So there's no excuse to stay home when you live in a city like Auckland and it's so jam-packed with so many things that you can do. I hope you'll have a really good summer. I hope the weather will be good and kind to us all. And I hope you will find ways to stay safe. I was sitting working in the library this morning, and I noticed suddenly somebody in my space, a gentleman, was peering into my bag, which was open. It was an open shopping bag, but it had my phone and a few other things in it. And he was putting his hand down into my bag. And so I quickly grabbed the handles and said, "Oi, this is my bag." "Oh," he said, "I'm looking for a bag just like this. I lost it this morning." And I was very tempted to say something else, but I just kept quiet and kept my bag close to myself and grabbed my other bag at the same time. And I thought, you know, if I hadn't just looked at that moment, he could have walked off with my phone and everything. I don't think he really was trying to steal it. I think he genuinely had perhaps lost his bag, but he wasn't thinking very carefully about the impact on his behaviour on other people. So do take care. Do keep your things close and keep a watch out. Don't take anything for granted. And when you're thinking about celebrating and Christmas, you just recall that the best gifts are the gifts from the heart. They don't have to cost much. They just have to come with a strong connection that you're showing that you do appreciate the person you're giving them to. And if you know that person and you know what they feel for and what they think about most, you will get the right sort of thing for them. And it may be an action, it may be an activity that you share with them. You know, it doesn't have to be a material item. Thanks for listening, and do enjoy your Christmas. And we will be together in the new year. Together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word.